Former DNR Secretary and Executive Director of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation, George Meyer, says a group of sports and conservation organizations are against it. He says the bill originally was designed to allow wetland filling in areas such as an established subdivision. He says his group didn't object to that.
And basically, it would allow the filling in of any wetlands in any city or village or within a mile of any city and village in the state, any wetlands in a sanitary district or what are known as urban townships. There's several of those across the state. So we're still dealing with over 100,000, maybe 200,000 acres of wetlands.
He says wetlands are critical for wildlife habitat and water quality. In the initial bill, it required for developers to make equivalent or more new wetlands for the ones that were filled in, but the latest bill has taken that requirement out. He says the loss could be up to 200,000 acres of wetlands. Myers says the legislature is fast-tracking the matter. He says the sports group have said enough is enough.
These are valuable acres, but you hunt, fish, or trap in the state. These are important wetlands, and that's why you have TU and DU and the Federation, the other groups, fighting hard to kill this amendment. We're willing to talk about the amendment that actually gets at the narrow problem they've described.
The Northwoods has a large percentage of the top-grade wetlands in Wisconsin. The bill's authors say the existing regulations grant too much protection to low-value wetlands and stand in the way of development. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.